So, welcome everyone. This is our Connections Over Coffee, and it's all about networking and connecting. And so, today we have Sally and Carmela and Juno and Ruth. And Michael's note taker is taking notes. So, when Michael looks at his notes later, I'll say, welcome, Michael. Glad that you joined us through your note taker. So, I want to just welcome everyone. We do have a meetup group called the same name, Connections Over Coffee, and Carmela is my co-host. And so, Carmela, I'm going to go in and make you my co-host right now. And Ruth is also a co-host. And so, Ruth, I'm going to make you one of my co-hosts right now. So, thank you so much for being on. I'm on every Monday at noon, and that's starting to change a little bit because coming up here in September, we're going to skip our first Monday because it falls right on Labor Day. So we're going to skip that Monday, and that's our Build a Better Business. And we're just going to skip that session, and I'm going to include that into the following month. So sometimes I try to move it to Tuesday, but that's just such a short week, and then it gets crazy to try to do it on a different day. So we're just going to skip that Monday. And then on the 8th, when we do our Writers Guild, which is all about authors and writers, we have a gal that is our guest, and she's traveling in Colorado Mountain Time compared to our Eastern Time. And she is staying at an Airbnb in her travels, and she has to be out checking out of the Airbnb right as our call starts. And that's where her Wi-Fi is. So we're bumping that one early that day so that we can accommodate her so that she can still use her Airbnb's Wi-Fi before she has to check out that day because she's 2 hours ahead of us. So we're going to be on at 10 instead of noon on the 8th. But other than that, we're back at noon then after that. And this call, we've managed to keep it at noon, the fourth Monday of every month, all about connections and networking. And so we do have the meetup group. I'm gonna share. I always have to find my new share button because they move it around on me. Yep, I don't see. Oh, there it is. Zoom has updated. So here's my share button. Well, it still isn't letting me share. Oh, there it is. So bear with me just a moment. I just want to show you what we're about here. Here we go. And then I'll come back to the call. So this is networking and connecting. This is our meetup group. And I just want to give an overview of what we're about before we get started. So I just want to say welcome. I'm the host, Kathy Benner, and co-host Carmela and Ruth. And we invite you, the rock stars of life, an individual, an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, to our Connections Over Coffee. It's a virtual party on Zoom that's all about connections, networking, laughter, and some good vibes. No sales pitches, no pressure, just good company. Now, you certainly can mention if you're selling something. We do talk about that, and you're allowed to mention that. But we're not here to, we're nobody's trying to sell you anything. So we don't want anybody to feel that way when they join in on the call. It's about making connections and networking. So the first topic we talk about is to reconnect. It's to rediscover what makes you tick and what matters in your world, and then impact how to transform your life into a blockbuster by embracing a service approach. And that's why Carmela is my co-host. She is also a staff writer for our magazine, and hers is all about service. And I'm telling you, if you ever followed Carmela around for a week, it's all about service. It's all about how she is serving others. And so that's why I ask her to be my co-host. And then, of course, Ruth is my co-host because hers is all about relationships. And networking is all about building relationships. And I'm going to let each of these gals tell you a little bit about what they do as well. But anyway, in our daily routine, we want to make it more meaningful so that every morning feels like a celebration. And then to storify, it's time to craft our story. And because of my age, I'm just now in the process of I'm just starting on writing a memoir about my life. And so I'm going to have two versions. I'm going to have the, the kind of skim the top version, that you can bind it and give it to the grandkids and say, here's who grandma was. But then I think I'm going to save that draft, and I'm going to, behind the scenes, I'm going to take some additional time. I don't know how much time, And I'm going to just really pour into that memoir and turn it into something that I can actually publish out on Amazon. And I already have my title, so I don't want to give it away just yet. But anyway, I am working with some editors and some folks on that. So I am storifying my whole journey into a memoir that I can publish. And then, of course, we want to elevate. We want to do things that inspires others to do these things, to make an impact, to actually reconnect with what makes them tick, and then make an impact and storify their story. And we want to elevate those folks. So today we're going to be talking about the Elevate. That's going to be our topic for today. There is a book called Rise. I wrote the foreword on the book, and this group was kind of handed to me through that action of writing the foreword for the book Rise. You can click there on that link in our meetup group and get a copy of the book if you'd like. And then, of course, there is the link to our Zoom call, and then we have a Facebook group. So that just gives a little bit about us. And so now I'm going to stop sharing and get back to the call. And I want to tell you just a little bit about me and how I came to do this. I am a passive income mentor, and after working 25 years in the salon industry, after I retired, I started an international academy, and one of the lanes in the academy is networking and connecting, which is what this call is all about. But you can go to just kathybender.com and see everything that I do there. And it's all about showing folks how to create some passive income so that you can make the day job optional and do just the stuff you want to do. Do the fun stuff, do the job that you love. I love real estate, and most of my passive income comes through real estate. And so there are some of those others on the call that also has some rental properties as well. But that's where most of my passive income comes from, and it allows me then the freedom to do the networking. I love hiking and biking and traveling, and we're going to talk to Sally. She's all about the traveling, so we get to talk to her about that. And so we're going to let everybody in the group kind of get to introduce themselves. And again, I've got the academy, and you can find me at kathybender.com. So I am going to turn it over to Carmela first, and I'm going to let her tell everyone what it is that she does and how she serves and what she's doing. Our fall magazine is getting ready to come out, actually right on the first day of fall. So we've caught up finally with the magazine. We're going to issue our magazine on the day of the changing of the seasons starting now. So, Carmela, I saw that you had your article in. I can't wait to read it. I'm going to be working with Katie later this week. So, Carmela, over to you, and tell us a little bit about you and just kind of where you're coming to us from and a little bit about you. Then we're going to go back, and I've got a question for everyone we're going to talk about later. So, Carmela, over to you.
Okay, well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Monday. This is a fish is I think it's the last Monday of the month, so I'm like I can tell because the weather when I got up. So I'm in For those of you wondering, I'm in Northwest Ohio in a little town called Lima. I'm about anywhere an hour to 2 hours from Cincinnati, Columbus, the big cities. And right now I'm in my husband's law office and I'm working. Okay, somebody's trying to FaceTime me. Okay. I think I clicked them off. Sorry about that. And I work for my husband full time in his law office. I kind of keep him on track. And I'm a wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oils. I do a little bit of everything. I'm also a secretary on the board for, I guess this is a new group. I don't think you know about this, Kathy. It's called Connect Youth for mental health. So with everything since COVID, a lot of the youth, they struggle with things. And actually, we've had a lot of youth, dying recently in my town. Like in the last 3 weeks, we lost two, from the same high school to gunshots. So, and it's been sad. So, I kind of like pop in there to be that person because some kids don't have anyone to talk to. So, and because I love young people and I have this clique, so I've joined this new venture, but it's something that's, worthwhile.
Near and
But
dear to your heart, yes.
yeah, it's near and dear to me, so that's what I do. And I'm just about, serving in whatever area that I can, helping others. And I think it started with me being a caregiver to my in-laws, now to my mom, which kind of like passing the torch there to get extra help. So, because I'm realizing I can't do it all on my own. So, and I really enjoyed this week. I took time off because I was behind the eight ball with getting my articles. So I'm like, I just need downtime. So I turned my phone off and Farley kept bothering me. And I'm like, don't bother me. Well, don't you want to share with me? No, not yet. So I was so happy to get that done. So, and now I'm like, I need to go get some headshots done, some pictures done. So that's the
Yep.
thing.
Well, welcome and thank you so much for being my co-host. I really appreciate you being here. And again, see, I told you she's all about service, see? So she's actually joined yet another group. I love it though. Because again, I think we all do what we want to do at the end of the day, when it comes right down to it. And a lot of folks tell me, "Oh, Kathy, you're way too busy," but I create my own craziness. I love being busy. And I finally have to just admit that I love being busy. I don't, everybody says you're too busy. Well, in whose opinion? I love being busy. And if I think I'm too busy, I'll then make a change. So, Carmela likes to serve, and a lot of people say, "Oh, you're on too much. You're doing too much. You're doing," but Carmela likes it. It's who she is. It's what she does, and she doesn't even think. I mean, it's just literally who she is. It just comes from the inside out. So I'm a firm believer that if you do all the right stuff for all the right reasons, that God's going to honor it. And Carmela, I think God is definitely going to honor all of your efforts. So thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Ruth, how are you up to sharing a little bit? Ruth just had shoulder surgery and she's resting today. Are you up for sharing a little bit about what you do with relationships?
Yes. And I think I'm in transition. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I think I'm in transition over the last several years of not feeling the pressure to do something, but to become something. And it's not like I have to have a lot of accomplishments, but it's allowing me to be who I am and allowing that to flow out to other people. And yeah, that will happen. That's that influence piece that we've talked about. It just naturally overflows. The more we learn to feel who we are, who we that we value and love ourselves so unconditionally, and quit allowing ourselves to be put on a guilt trip or to feel shame because of things that have happened or things that we did. Forgive yourself and move forward. And yeah, that's where I'm at. We're going to start a new book club, online book club. We just finished Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. We spent a lot of time on that. It was really good. And as you guys know, whenever you're the facilitator or the teacher, you learn more than anybody who comes.
Absolutely.
And so I've got lots of more new nuggets in me to go out. And the book we're going to do starting sometime in September, when I feel like I can handle it a little bit better, we'll get a schedule out. But it's No Bad Parts by Dr. Richard
Oh,
Swartz. It's
okay.
the family internal system, internal family system. I got that mixed around. And it goes right along with what I said, is we all have bad parts within us that we've exiled because we were ashamed of them. And so allowing compassion and curiosity to get those parts of us to the surface so they can be healed. And so, yeah,
Well,
I'm looking forward to that.
and speaking of that, in writing my memoir, yeah, there's some feelings and emotions that I've had that I'm like, am I really going to put that in this book?
Yeah.
Yeah,
What,
because I
well,
think it's important.
and I think you probably should, but I would spend time talking to those parts first so that you come from your book from a place of healing. And with that,
Yes.
I'll be quiet.
No. I get it, and I appreciate your insight into that, Ruth. Yeah, I may have to have you be one of my better readers, but before I
Okay.
publish.
Okay. I love to read.
Yes. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm in the process, so who knows how long it's going to take me to write this. So yeah, I don't have a deadline yet, but anyway, it's
Okay.
all good. But anyway, Carmela and Ruth, if you could put just contact information in the chat, so if anybody wants to connect with you. And I'm going to go over to Sally. Sally is kind of our in-house travel agent. In my academy, I do some tribe trips, and Sally is listed there if anybody needs any help booking any of those tribe trips. Because again, I put together a tribe trip, but I don't. It's not a trip like Sally would put together. It's not a trip where you pay one flat price and you get the room and the transportation. It's just a location or a destination that we're going to, and everybody gets to book their own way there and their own stay. And that way they can all book something in their price point. And that's why I do it that way. But I do list Sally there if anybody needs any help doing any booking. So Sally, over to you. Tell us about what you do.
I am the owner of Mermaid Travel. I've been in business for about 20 years. I like to garden. I like to decorate. And I've been married for over 3 years. My late husband passed away 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago. Yeah.
Sally, I can't
But
believe it's been 10 years. Wow.
yeah, I know.
Wow, wow, wow.
It's like a long time and no time.
I
So.
know. Yep.
Yeah. But I've got Ed. He's great. Anyway, what I do with the travel company, I'm a full service travel company, but I specialize in motor coach trips and group trips for seniors my age, not high school seniors or college seniors. I always like to preface that. But especially the motor coach trips give them an opportunity to go places that they probably wouldn't be able to go to because the price is reasonable. We've been to Yellowstone. In 2 weeks, we're going to Cape Cod. I have a group of 48 going with me to that trip.
Wow.
But the other part of what I do is I'm a certified special needs agent. So if anybody, and you find this in the older population who people think they can't travel because they might need a wheelchair or they might need oxygen or they might need special equipment. I would give guide arranged equipment for a man traveling that needed, we were taking a cruise, needed a hospital bed, a motorized scooter, a lift chair, So the company I used provided all that right in his cabin. So, and he thought he would never be able to go anyplace. So that's very gratifying to be able to provide that service.
Absolutely. Wow. Sally, that's so important. So
Yeah.
tell us about some upcoming trips that you have. You've got some on the books.
I do have, I'll be putting more. Of course, leaving for Cape Cod. November is Biltmore in Asheville. That's a short trip. It's beautiful. It'll be decorated for Christmas. And then in April, no, May, is Pigeon Forge.
Okay.
In June, there's a trip to the Alpine trains and villages in Switzerland. So I've got a lot of trips planned.
So put into the chat under everyone, make sure it's under everyone, how folks can get in touch with you if they want to see your trips, because Sally has a website and she has all of those listed. So if you're interested, you can tap in and see what Sally has to offer there. So it's a lot of fun. So Juno, would you like to share? You shared on where you're coming to us from. You're in Canada. Share a little bit about you if you'd like.
Yes, Okay, I am in Montreal in Quebec, Canada. This is like the French part of Canada,
Okay.
the only province that is French. So my first language is French. I speak French fully. I've been living in Canada since I was 6 years old
Okay.
in French school, and I made my way up to the university in French. And so I work in the computer science field, and I've been I bought a multiplex in Montreal a few years ago, and then I have decided since 19 nine, so since 2019 to into the Airbnb field.
Okay.
So I am still working and at my regular job, and I do Airbnb also in three apartments. I am renovating the third apartment now.
Okay.
And beside that, also I am part of the board in my local church, and trying to revitalize the church, because the church is there is a lot of I mean, most of the young people left the church, so I'm trying to revitalize the church. But we have a lot of elders in the church,
Okay.
so trying to revitalize the church to get more young people coming to the church, because the elders gonna go, and we need to get some new young families in the church. So I'm helping for that. And also, since we have also a lot of elders in the church, so I have also started a program for the elders to go out with them, with going dinner, going and also to help them with the autistic field. With
Okay.
literatures and lectures and painting and doing stuff with them, because most of them, since there's a lot of them who they only when they go out, it's either to go to see the doctors or to go to church. They don't have a lot of activities for them, so this is why I'm doing also now. So I'm also doing a lot of things beside my job. So this is where I am now.
I can see that. You remind me a lot of Carmela.
And also my mom is living with me.
Oh.
So she's 86 years old, and I see her like getting less and less strong. I mean, she's less and less strong, and she
Yes.
has a lot of I see her forgetting a lot of things. So this is like kind of hard to see that the woman who raised you, who made you who you are today, and she's decreasing. It's hard, but I try to be more understanding, because in the beginning I couldn't understand. How come she's like that? This is impossible. No, this is her. She's a strong woman. She cannot be like that. And then
Yeah.
I realize, she's in that stage. So I'm really, I don't know what's gonna happen in a few years, if I'm gonna have to do as like Camilla did. I don't know.
Yes, I understand. And again, let me just say, all you can do is your best. And yes, and you're doing all the right stuff for all the right reasons. So thank you for that. Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate you being here today. I really do. Linda just jumped on. Linda, we're just going around introducing ourselves and telling a little bit about what we do. I've already shared what the group is all about, networking and connecting. And then we're going to jump into our topic here. But would you like to share first, Linda, and tell the group where you're coming to us from and what it is that you bring to the table?
Hello there, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I apologize for being late. I was coming from a meeting that I couldn't alter,
Oh, I
but happy
understand.
to see you all.
Now, do you want to share your camera or are you going to hide behind your name today?
Yeah, and it's literally just the name because once again, my image isn't showing up.
That's interesting. Linda and I had a little tutorial trying to figure out why, because Sally's is showing up. And if I click off my video, mine shows up. And so we're trying to decide why Linda's doesn't show up. That's odd. So anyway, but go ahead and share, Linda.
Yeah, well, so welcome to our new guest today. Is it Junot? I believe.
Yes,
Yes.
you know.
Yeah. So welcome. I am a digital strategist and the founder of the Automated Entrepreneur Mastermind Group, and we meet twice a month and we go over things that help those who are in business to market themselves, to get the good word out about whatever it is that they do. And that it mostly involves using tools at our disposal online, like web pages, funnel pages, all those kinds of things, email marketing. And for any of us who are in business, our email list is probably our most valuable asset. So whatever we can do to build that and stay in touch with our people. So just really enjoying that, covering a lot of exciting stuff, and it's really neat to be able to share things that enable other people who are doing amazing things to get the word out into the world about what they do.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here, Linda. I am going to now do a little segue over into what we're talking about today. I gave an overview of what the group is, and today our topic is to elevate. So that's our focus is on elevate. It's the fourth step in the rise journey. Now, elevate is all about raising each other up, building community, and sharing inspiration, kind of like confetti, just spread it everywhere. When we lift others, we also rise ourselves. So I want to invite each of you to reflect for a moment and then share an answer to a powerful question. And I'm going to share first to give you an idea. It doesn't have to be anything earth-shattering. And mine is not, but it was kind of earth-shattering to me. One of the things that, or one of the questions, because I have a series I could choose from, is, and this is the one I chose, is what's one small action you could take this week that not only lifts someone else up, but also leaves a lasting impact on how you show up in the world? And yeah, Carmela said her photo is not showing either. She'll have to investigate. Before I go back to the question, I will tell you gals whose photos aren't showing up. I did a little deep dive on this with Linda the other day. If you tap in through your Zoom account where your profile is, I think your picture will show up. I think if you just tap in through my link coming in and you haven't opened up your own Zoom account first, and Linda, maybe correct me if I'm in, if you've tapped in through your account. But from what I understand, if you tap in on the link without opening up your own personal Zoom account first and tapping in that way, that it doesn't pick up your picture. So, Linda, have you tapped in through your Zoom account, or did you just tap in through my link? And Carmela, that would be a question for you too. Did you just tap in through my link? I
Yeah,
think your picture.
I think I am in through my own account
Oh,
because I
okay.
hit the little back arrow at the bottom of my phone screen and it went to my Zoom account with my
Okay.
profile image there. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've looked at all my settings, and so I'll have to investigate again and see if I can't solve that for all of you because my settings also, it says that I allow the photo. So I don't know if there's something individually on the calls, but I'll do some more investigation on that as well. So anyway, what is one small action that you could take this week that not only lifts someone else up, but also leaves a lasting impact on how you show up in the world? And I'm going to give you an example that made an impact on me, and it changed how I want to show up in the world. And here's my little story. So we have a real estate group and we meet once a month. I meet up with several, but this one group we meet once a month on a Wednesday morning, and we go to a little breakfast restaurant that has a little back room where we can sit, just our group. And we were there, and the one gal came with her two sons, and which she does often, and she's part of the leadership of the group. So anyway, she's sitting there, and as the server's bringing all the food out, you know how it kind of gets crazy when you've got a table of like 10 and the server's like, who ordered this, and who, and she's handing out food, and finally, you know, she the server was like, okay, I have this, who's this, oh, it belongs to one of the boys. And so she finally got all the food delivered, and we noticed that the boys were just politely sitting there and they weren't eating, and many of us started eating and the boys still weren't eating, and the mom just sat patiently. And then the server came back out and the mom says, could we have some silverware? And it had been a while since the server had served the food. And the mom said, could we have some silverware? And the server was like, oh my gosh, she was horrified. She goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize you didn't have silver. And she ran and got the silverware and brought it back out. And then one of the orders wasn't right. And she was like, I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm so sorry. Now, none of us knew what was going on with the server, but she seemed to be a little confused that morning, and like something else was going on. I don't know, at home, or if she got in trouble at work, or it and she was nervous or anxious. Nobody knows, but the server was just having an off day, we could tell. This mom was so kind. And the boys were just, you know, sitting patiently. And so, and she homeschools these boys, which again made a huge impact on me as well, because I could tell they weren't fussy. They weren't talking out of turn. They weren't complaining. They were just sitting quietly. And she hadn't coached them, now be quiet, you know, how some moms have to do. She didn't do any of that. They just were just being polite and kind and quiet. She finally got the silverware, and the one boy, I heard him say, Mom, this isn't what I ordered. And she said, I know, honey. She said, but it's good food and it'll taste good. And you know, next time we'll be sure and get what you want. And he was like, okay. And he proceeded to eat his breakfast. And that made such an impact on me. And I remember, as I was sitting there across the table, I'm just observing all of this. I just remember thinking, how much kindness go, how far spread kindness is. I just saw her being so kind, and the boys were being kind, because obviously the server was having a bad morning, and she was just so kind. And the server even said, I just don't know what's wrong. And she's like, it's okay. She goes, we're just grateful to have good food and have good community with the folks here, and to be able to come out this morning and meet up with everyone. And she said, we're fine, don't worry about it. And I thought, how much of an impact did that make on that server had she not been kind? And I've been in groups where folks have gotten a little testy. You know, a little, what I want to say, where they felt the server had dropped the ball. And sometimes it's not even the server's fault. Sometimes it comes out of the kitchen wrong. It's not something the server even did. And so the server gets the heat for it, as we all know. But that made such an impression on me. And I can remember thinking, when I looked at this mom across the table, I thought to myself, that's how I want to show up in the world. That's how I want to show up. I always want to show up with more kindness. And it made such an impact on elevating not only who she was, but I wanted to elevate who I am, because, you know, sometimes we all can get so darn frustrated. And all of us on this call, we, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you're on hold forever trying to get some bill cleared up with somebody in some other country, and you can't understand them, and you're getting frustrated, and they're getting frustrated. And but I always want to remain kind. And that made such an impression on me. And again, we hear it all the time. You know, when you can be anything, be kind. And we hear that all the time. But I think it was just such a big reminder for me to actually see it in action and to see how she's taught her boys and how they showed up in the world. And it just made me feel different. And that's the key word. It made me feel different about her, and it made me feel different about the server. And it made me feel different about how I want to show up in the world. So that's my Elevate story for today. So, who else would like to share and think again on what is one small action? And that was such a small action on her part, but what small action could you take this week that not only lifts someone else up, but it has a lasting impact on how you show up in the world? Anyone? Carmela.
I think it's possible, maybe a continuation of some things I do. I try to be very intentional with everything. And no matter what I'm going through, I try to think. For example, last week, our pastors, they sent two kids off to college. One, he's going into his third year, and then their only daughter is going for her first year. And then our pastor's wife, she left Saturday for Puerto Rico, and she won't be back until November. She's finishing a medical, degree. And I just stopped over and I did like just little small little basket trinkets for each one of them. And I had a friend, and she said, "Some people, we know these things, but you think of the little things. And you never know what somebody, and a lot of times I may send a message to someone and it's in the morning, like, happy Monday, for example, or something. But I try to be intentional. And it's nothing big where, I'm spending a bunch of money or I'm doing something, but it's the little things. And I know you say, like, being kind. I try to smile at everybody. When I go into the store, seems like now, a lot of times I tell my husband, because he didn't go to church yesterday, he sends me a text message, "I need you to stop at Walmart after church and get A, B, C, and D." And I'm thinking, "Really? You've been home and I have to go?" And I'm like, I really don't want to go to a Walmart on a Sunday. But sometimes the people that work there, like you said, they may be going through things, but some people are just rude. And they just snap, and it's just in that tone. But I will smile, and a smile goes a long way. And there's sometimes I'm like in pain with like my knee, and I'm like barely walking because I still haven't had, scheduled my surgery yet. But it's like even when I'm feeling down and out, and part of me, felt that depression regarding my mom. I try to at least smile and, greet people, and have that warm, my eyes or something like that. Because I think that goes a long way. And when I have someone come back to me later, I don't even realize it. I
Well,
met,
because it becomes who you are.
right. And like I met a group of ladies Saturday. One I met, she's in the building. And they have a place that started up, and it's called House of Prayer. And she introduced me to, I thought there was going to be like four or five ladies I'd pop for coffee. There was like 20 women here outside, basically chatting. And she's like, "This, so you're Carmela." And I'm thinking, okay, when they say you're Carmela, I'm like, what did I do? What happened? And they're like, "You just have, it's almost like your reputation is like, you seem like very sweet, and we heard all these good things that you did this, but it's like, even like your prayers," they said, because I had prayed for something. I said, I didn't know why. Sometimes God may have me do something. And they said, "But here's the fruits of your actions, because you have a tribe of these women that are behind you and they support you no matter what," and different things. So it's one of those things where I just I smile. I try to be genuine when I see people walk out of the building. You know, it's just that smile. And sometimes I'm like, not the greatest, but I think that helps. Even, and it helps me because I may be going through something, and by me smiling and making someone else's day, it makes me feel better. I mean, and a really quick plug with my article that I just did,
I haven't read it yet. I can't wait.
but I read it and I was going over and proofing everything. While I was writing it, I was writing it in general, you know, for
Okay.
everybody. But then when I read it and proofed it, it was like me. And I didn't realize it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just wrote about me. I'm telling myself what I need, you know. So it was like,
Yep.
and it was strictly for me. So it's like how, you know, you do things for somebody else, but then it helps me in the end. And I feel like it makes me a better person. So this week, you know, I want to continue playing that forward with the smile, and because, you know, it will make my, you know, it tends to make my day that I'm like dreading or something or whatever better because someone else.
Yes, I appreciate all of that. All of and again, for those of you that have been listening about the magazine, we're going to actually launch the fall edition right on the first day of fall. So we finally caught up with. We were always dragging a week or so behind once the season changed for our fall edition and our winter edition and our spring edition. But this time we're ahead of it. Katie finally just moved the deadline up. Katie said, I got to have more time to lay out this magazine. So she moved the deadline up a little bit. She said, we're going to actually launch on the day that the seasons change. So that's the goal. So Carmela, your article is going to be there. And for those that are listening, it's just a Freestyle Living magazine. And you can just Google that and it'll come up. So Ruth, you have your hand up. Share with us.
So I'm going to go a couple of different directions and I'll make it quick. And one is remember who has had influence in your life and reach out to them. And I say that because a couple of weeks ago we went and saw my mentor and had a good conversation with her. And yes, she's in her 80s, and sometimes people at that age forget how much influence they've had. And then I also had one of my mentees reach out to me and want to do lunch. And that was so good for both of us. So that's my quick plug for that. When you have somebody that's influenced you in a good way that comes to your mind, reach out to them.
That is a good point, Ruth. And I can think of two or three folks right now that I need to do that. So thank you for that.
And then the other one is God's been working with me a lot over the last 3 or 4 years about not feeling like I have to compare or compete with anybody. And that's how we, that leads into how we can elevate. Because if I can be happy for your successes and not feel like it's a slam against me, then I can elevate you and be happy about it. And so those are the two things that I'm thinking about this week is to when I hear about somebody that is having success or had favor in some way, to be really happy for them and re really enjoy what they got. And then also to reach out to people as they're brought to my mind.
That is a great point. One of the things that I've been trying to do locally is when somebody has published a book, because I know how hard it is to get published, and when somebody publishes a book, I try to show up for their book launch. And Ruth, you and I have both done that. We try to show up, around the book launch and be very supportive because it is such a personal journey to write a book and get it published. And of course you always carry that imposter syndrome with you, like who's gonna read my book? One of those. And so I always try to show up and at the book launch and again elevate what they're doing. So Ruth, great points. And again, reaching out to somebody that's made an impression on our lives in the past and to reach out and let them know that they made a difference, I think that is very important. So yes, thank you for that. Sally, how about you? And she's popped her picture on, so she might be multitasking. Oh, there she is.
I was. I have to echo a lot of what Carmela said because it is how you react in a situation that you have no idea what that other person is going through. They may be completely bitchy or awful. There's usually reasons behind that. So how you handle yourself in that kind of situation makes a difference. I remember I was at Lowe's, this was a long time ago, at Lowe's, and there was a car with like a church sign on it, but and two men there, but one of the men was yelling at the other man. That's not a very good first impression, if somebody's looking at that. It just took me, I'd never go to that place. I'd never go to that church. You know what I mean?
Because it just made an impression on you that he was yelling at his friend.
Yeah. So I have to admit, in the past, I have not been a very patient person. But I've learned how important that is.
Well, and in
Is
my
it more
story,
important?
it made me want to be more kind when I saw how this other gal was
Right.
handling that situation. It made me check myself.
Absolutely. And it just make it just by being nice, like Carmel said, just with a smile, you may change somebody's person day.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yep. I understand that. Yes, absolutely.
Because
So,
I worked at Sears.
I'm sorry.
I worked at Sears for one
Oh.
Christmas, and it was at River Valley Mall, and people can be atrocious. But
Well, and it seems like with social media the way it is, it seems like folks have been given themselves permission to be a lot shorter and
absolutely.
ruder and even how they say things, there's a lot of ways that you can say things, and folks sometimes are just mean. And I don't understand that. But anyway, I get it. I get it. So thank you. Juno, how about you?
I don't know you personally, but you already have an impact on me. And that w what you said made me think a lot of situation. I mean, I'm a fighter, so I always feel the need that I have to fight back. And sometimes, like when you feel that your right was not respected, you feel that if you don't do something or if you don't say something, that means like you are kind of an idiot. So you think that the person gonna think that you're an idiot because you didn't understand what she said, or what he said, or what he did. But so, having that in me, like a fighter mentality, but sometimes, like I realize that you don't always need to fight. You don't always need to fight back, and you don't all and not fighting doesn't mean that you can not fighting doesn't mean that you are like an idiot. Like being kind instead of fighting in some situation, it could be better.
Well, and let me just interject this. I think we can set boundaries with kindness. Sometimes when I hear you say the word fighting, I'm not sure that you really mean fighting. I think you mean that if somebody's going to take advantage of you, you're going to set a boundary. Yes. So I think setting boundaries with kindness, you can still be very firm and set the boundary and not come across as fighting.
And In some situation where you come, I'm kind of like say, like I said, you know, I'm like I have a lot of boundaries, and I feel I sometimes feel the need that I have to protect myself. Not that I want to fight just for fighting, but I feel that I need to put to protect myself. Sometimes I could be like, I'm not gonna smile. I'm gonna show them that you cannot attack me. It's like, you know, in some kind of environment. And from what I heard, I feel that I maybe need to soften a little bit in some situation to be and some and yeah, maybe that the softness will help me better get to where I want to go, to where I want to be instead of always like putting a barriers from because sometimes I could be like, you know, you're not gonna approach me. You're not, you know, I have barriers that I know that some people would say that oh, you know, she's not which you know, I mean we cannot reach them with her, I mean easily. And sometimes I feel like, yeah, you're not gonna get me.
Okay, so
You know?
you put up a little a barrier there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have and sometimes I could be proud of that, you know. It's like, yeah, you're not gonna get me, you know? So and I realized, yeah, I could be have a softer approach. And yeah, even if I'm still gonna protect myself, but like Camilla said, having a smiling instead of, you know, maybe I protect too much, maybe.
Well,
So
that sounds like a lot of great insight into yourself as to
yes, yeah.
who you want to be and how you want to show up. And it
Yes.
is a process.
Yeah.
Yes,
And
it is definitely it is a process. Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Linda, how about you? Linda might be multitasking as well. Linda, can you hear us? She may have had to jump over to take a phone call. Oh, there
I
she is.
mean, I just couldn't get the button. It took me
Now
off
we hear
mute.
you. Yeah.
Yeah, all these comments are so good. And I guess it really just boils down to trying to see the world through another's eyes instead of being completely self-centered. One thing that comes to mind is the idea of when you're in traffic, you think their whole purpose in life is to mess you up from getting to where you're trying to go. And
No,
that's
wait a
not.
minute. Do you ride in the car with Mark?
Exactly. I mean, everybody's an idiot, everybody's rude, and it's like, no, they're just trying to get down the road too. They happen to be ahead of you or beside you. So yeah, just shifting the focus and not being quite so me, 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 which is our natural way of being. But if we can just looking for a word. If we can just do kind of a paradigm shift and not think that the world runs on us and our desires, it really does free up a lot of mental energy and angst and even anger if we just make that shift.
And it is a decision. Do you agree, Linda?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not something that's going to happen. I think it's a decision. I think we have to decide to change that paradigm shift. I think we have
Absolutely.
to make a decision.
Yeah. And, just even these moments that we're kind of looking at all different sides of a very similar piece in this conversation today, just that slight increase in awareness can really change how we
act and think for the rest of the day and even the week.
Yes, because I think once we start practicing some of this, it does, like I said about Carmela, this is actually who she is. It's not something that she's putting on. Now, she may early on, and Carmela, I'm going to kind of use you as an example. Carmela may have decided to put on this smile early on, but now it comes from the inside out. It's just who she is. She doesn't stop and think, oh, wait a minute, I better take off this face and put on my smiley face. It's just who she is, it's who she has become over time. And so, Linda, that's kind of what I hear you saying is once we change how we think about something and then we start practicing it after a while becomes who we are, not what we do.
It really does. And then that ends up showing up in your demeanor, like what is happening with Carmela, that the smile is the natural first thing that she does with people. And you know, think back when you were like 7 or 12 and your mom said, "Don't make that face, it might stay that way." Well, as we get to adulthood, there's a thing called RBF, if everybody knows what that is. It's a resting face that it looks kind of crabby. And sometimes if you develop a habit of thinking that way, being that way, is who you are on the inside starts to show up on the outside.
Yes, I agree. I agree totally. This has been a great conversation. Linda, thank you so much for that insight. So, everybody has shared. Is there any last comments, or we're at the top of the hour now. Is there any last comments or aha moments before we go? My aha moment is I just want to be a better person. I want to be better today than I was yesterday, and I want to be better tomorrow than what I am today. So I just want to continue to become a better person. Any other aha moments?
From what Linda said, even like driving, it kind of like hit me because I've actually learned. You guys think I'm this sweet person. Well, I am sweet now, but I used to always tell my pastor, "You really need to pray hard for me because I try, but I go, I have road rage. I go really bad. I don't like to be cut off." And then I literally. And it's happened recently over the past year, actually. I had to t really teach myself not to react. So it is a process of learning. So now, even when people have cut me off, I used to like be like, "You blah, blah, blah." And my husband would say, "Don't do it when I'm in the car." He says, "Just my luck." He goes, because people are crazy nowadays. He goes,
Yep.
"They'll shoot in the car and I'll be the one to get hit and you'll be the safe." And I'm like, no. So now I think about almost like even what Sally said, you don't know what kind of day they're having. So
Right.
somebody, may have lost somebody, lost a job. I mean, running behind. So I'm like, maybe there's a reason that, they did this. And because sometimes you can tell too by the expression on their face, because if they did something, don't realize it, then it's kind of like that shock. But I'm learning to, think that somebody else, if I have issues and problems, there's somebody else that has them. We just don't know everybody's, problem. And even like with Sally with the church bus, I used to work at Cracker Barrel years ago in the gift shop. The funniest day was always on Sunday because everybody came in after church. The worst customers were the people that came in right from church. And I'm thinking, did you listen to the sermon? Did you fall asleep? Because they were rude. When am I going to get seated and everything? So it's kind of like that. I'm like, I don't want to go to your church. What church do you go to? And it's one of those things where you don't set that example because people are watching you and you don't know. There's times I've met up with people that they're like, I know you from someplace and you remember. So it's like, you don't want to put that bad image out there. So
Yeah.
it's a work in progress for me.
Well, I think it is for all of us. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that, Carmela. Yes. Any other aha moments before we go?
No, I echo what Carmela said.
I never have road rage, but Mark does. I never do. So, but and Mark tries to not, like Carmela's husband, where he says, don't do that in front of me. Mark knows that I don't like it. And so he tries to like act like he's not. But I can tell when a car goes to pass him, he kind of speeds up because he doesn't want that car to pass him. And I'm like, Mark, stop.
Well, second place is the first loser.
I love it. I'm glad
Yeah.
we can see some humor in that. Yeah.
Look at it sometimes when I'm held up in traffic, hate traffic. And I'm running late, there might be a reason why I'm
Yeah.
running late.
Yep, I get it.
So.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate everybody being on today. This has been a great call. Juno, visit us again. We're glad you're with us today. Thank you, Carmela. Thank you to Ruth for being my co-host. Sally, thanks for being on. Linda, thanks for being on. And we will see everyone next time. Now, don't forget, the first Monday of September, we're going to just cancel that call altogether. It'll be on my, you'll see it on my calendar at kathybenner.com. If you go to kathybenner.com and click on the calendar, everything's there. So it'll show which events, if we do need to cancel one, it'll show that it's canceled so that you won't ponder, is it, are we on, are we not on? So anyway, just check the kathybenner.com and click on the calendar link. So with that, we will see everyone next time. Thank you so much for being with us today. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.